In the past, people used to have slaves, and those slaves used to serve them as their servants. A person bought a slave. The slave said to his master, "If you could accept my three conditions." "It's my request." Master asked, "What are those conditions?" He replied, "When it would be time to offer salah, you wouldn't stop me to offer fard salah. The second condition is, whatever you want to order, you may do, but in the day. In the night, you wouldn't order anything. And the third condition is, please allocate one room for me in your house. And no one shall enter in my room because I need privacy." Respect viewers of Madani Channel, apparently these conditions look normal, as the master of that slave thought, whenever my slave would offer salah, I wouldn't stop him to offer salah. And I'll ask him to work for me in the day, and night is for rest anyways, whereas one room will be given to him. The master asked him to choose one room for himself. Now, that slave chose very old and normal room amongst all rooms. His master was surprised to see that room which he chose, because that was a storeroom which he had selected to live. Slave said, "Don't you know that old and broken room can also turn into garden because of blessings of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? For me, this room is enough." Anyways, the master said, "Fine, you can live there." The slave would serve in the daytime, and in the night he would go to his room. One night, the master was walking around his house and he passed by the room of his slave. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, when the master reached near the room of that slave, he saw a strange scene. That slave is in prostration and the roof is open from the top, and from that open roof, noor, light is descending down continuously, just like a chandelier. And slave is shedding tears and making dua in the court of his Lord Azza wa Jal. "Allah, you've made it compulsory for me to listen the orders of my master and serve him in the day. Oh Allah, if I didn't have to serve my master in the day, I would worship you in the night as well as in the day. Please accept this excuse of mine." Master was listening his prayers. Master went to his own room and mentioned whole account to his wife. And next night, he took his wife with him. He saw that scene again. He heard the same praise which that slave was making in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Both husband and wife kept standing next to that room. They were thinking what status our slave possesses in the court of Allah, that when he prostrates, light descends from sky for him. In the morning, that master called his slave and informed him about that beautiful scene, what they had witnessed last night. Master said, "We have heard you praying that if you had opportunity to worship Allah in the day too, you would do so. Be witness that we have freed you for the sake of Allah. Now you go and worship him in the day and in the night too." But dear viewers, but now the reply is something which really amazes. Apparently, if a slave gets freedom, then that is the moment of happiness and joy for him. Who wants to live a life of slavery? But what did that slave do? Dear viewers, that slave made a prayer, raised his head towards the sky and said, "Ya Sahib al-Sirri, إِنَّ السِّرَّ قَدْ زَارَ وَلَا أُرِيدُ حَيَاتِي بَعْضَ مَشْتَهَرَ." The slave said, "O possessor of secrets, secret is disclosed. Now after my secret is open, I do not want to live anymore." Then what happened? As soon as he made this prayer, he fell down and his soul departed, meaning his dua was instantly accepted and he left this world. He passed away. What did we learn from this? These are friends of Allah. They worship Allah. They have proximity in the court of Allah, but they do not want to show off. I know, and my Lord Azza wa Jal knows. This account, this slave has given message to all the people until the day of judgment. Those who offer salah, who give zakah, those who fast and give sadaqah in the path of Allah, and those who perform hajj and umrah. For whom are you doing all this? Are you doing for Allah, or to show off people, or for your own fame? Do good and pious acts only for Allah.